And is that your motion? Do you have a motion to do one or the other?
Actually, no. You know what? I will listen to further opinion before making any motions. What?
Well, I think in order to discuss that, we would need a motion to remove it. Would we not, R. Paul?
Okay. Now you can discuss any part of this motion. First of all,
okay.
There's an amendment. You have an amendment that's still on the floor, but there's also a motion, and you can discuss any. You can discuss the whole motion, parts of the motion, all you please. You don't need an amendment to discuss parts of the motion. We do,
however,
at some point have to remember that there is an amendment on the floor.
Great.
Okay, and that amendment was to remove those sentences? I thought we did that without objection.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay. Is the chair saying we move that?
Shall we do it again, just to be sure?
Just ask. Yeah, go ahead.
This was to remove those two sentences. There are no funds available to pay those funds back. That was to the affiliate program, putting the affiliate program in the position that it may not be able to make its next payroll. It is unclear if the archives payroll will be covered. The motion is to remove those two sentences. Is there any objection to so doing? Hearing none, it's done. So now we can discuss Paulina's question. Why don't we hear if anybody has anything to say about it from the body? Anyone for the stack on this question?
This is Sharon, I guess.
Go ahead, Sharon.
I'm not sure. Is there a motion? I'm not sure what we're doing. I would like to talk about the motion that's on the floor, so I'm not sure what we're supposed to be talking about right now. Or is the motion on the floor? I'm confused.
Okay, I guess Paulina, because Paulina declined to make a motion to remove those sentences, we're just having a general discussion about the motion in general, and so people can address that if they wish, or they can address other points.
Sure, my Paulina, to just to clarify, if I may.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I thought you were asking me to remove the whole motion, not just removing the amendment.
Oh.
Motion. My apologies. I would have seconded had a second been needed. I would have seconded removing those sentences. Absolutely.
Okay. So what I'm asking you now, though, is are you moving to amend the motion to take out those items that you thought were questionable about payroll being made?
Yeah, I am. I'm moving that. Sure.
This is Sharon again. What are the exact sentences that Paulina is talking about removing?
Could you specify, Paulina, please?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, absolutely, and so am I. The sentences that referred to you just read them, Chair, actually. You just read them 2 seconds ago, but I can paraphrase, which is not the best practice, but it's basically given that
Please refer to the exact words
yes,
that
I
you're
agree.
Talking
I
about.
You know what, then I'll refrain from humoring the chair here because I do not have, I'm looking for the amendment. I'll find it in 1 second. I had it here. Let me see. In the meantime, and I apologize. 1 second. What? Right. So I would move to amend, James's motion as follows. Strike the following sentences from the wording, which would be KPSK. There are no funds available to pay those funds back. So let me read the paragraph that we're talking about.
Gapia no, can I just make a point, Polina?
Sure,
we just voted without objection. A motion was just made and passed without
That's
objection.
That's what I thought too.
To remove right. those two sentences.
Okay, good. So then So then in that case, that's the reason why I said I thought that I was being asked whether I would, want to move, not to. Well, actually, this motion is already part of the body. So, anyways, my confusion. I believe those sentences were already removed. You're right, by acclamation, right, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Why don't we go on and have further discussion on the motion in general? And Polina, you can continue to review the language of the motion and see if you find anything else or find mm-hmm. something that you can't find at the moment that you wanted to change.
Sure. And because I spoke so much on it already, I just wanted to be added to the bottom stack for this further discussion.
Okay. I think the rule on that is that you can't request to go to the bottom of the stack, but when if you find something when the time comes, just ask to be on the stack and then we'll put you back on the stack.
Sounds good.
Okay, does anybody else have any discussion of this motion?
Chris,
Fred.
This is Teresa.
Okay, I heard Chris, Fred, and Teresa.
And Sharon.
Okay, let's start with those, and we'll get more if there are more. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, first of all, it's unclear to me whether the entire $49,000 has been repaid to the affiliates, and I don't think that was actually clear from the message that was sent out by the IED tonight. Enough was paid, obviously, to cover payroll, but I'm not certain that the entire amount was repaid. So I don't think anybody has that information available. I just wanted to put that point out there.
Good point.
The second thing I wanted to ask, and this will require someone from KPFK to speak up on this, is that looking through the month-by-month numbers, if you look at April, for example, April last year was also a very weak revenue-raising month. These variations that we see in revenue flows from the individual stations have to do with the timing of their fund drives. The one major glaring flaming red sore in this report that I see is from March. In March of this year, KPFK raised $222,000. Last year, it raised over $500,000. I'm wondering if there was something particularly about that fund drive that's driving this situation. In other words, that March was right in the heart of the first stage of the pandemic, and I'm wondering if anybody from the station can report as to why that fund drive was so woefully short on target for that particular month, because it looks like most of the other months are in line to me. And I'm worried about the rashness of, hacking apart a station for what appears to be one very bad month. Can anyone from the station comment on
this? Fred can speak on this. I've looked at the fund drive figures for February through March fund drive. That fund drive ran for 34 days, which is not unusually long for the February or the spring fund drive, but it was $150,000 under goal. So even though that fund drive ran longer than the previous year's spring fund drive, it didn't meet goal, and the consequences are falling on now. And the basic problem is that since March, which is the beginning of the coronavirus lockdown, KPFK has been bringing in 50% of the income that it normally brings in. So basically the income has decreased by 50% for the last 2 months. and there's no trend in it improving at this point. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen. We're in a situation where everybody is having problems pretty much. At least in Pacifica is having problems. But KPFK is not bringing in the money it needs to operate. That's the basic argument behind this whole motion that was put forward today. Can I answer any questions or pass?
Yeah, can I just have one follow-on question very quickly?
Sure.
Was the origin of this motion the local station board?
I'm sorry?
Was the origin of this motion the local station board?
The origin is the local finance committee of KPFK.
Okay, thank you. That's my only question. Thank you.
This is the chair. I'm going to take the stack for just a moment. I apologize. To ask Anita, you and I discussed this earlier today, and I was asking you if the numbers in here were accurate, and you had indicated that you thought they were. Is that still your opinion without regard to the sentences that we removed about the PRA payroll and the affiliate program payroll?
Yes, I mean, I went through them, actually, when I saw the email coming from someone else. So, I mean, they're accurate.
Yes. They are accurate. Okay.
Yes.
So I think the concern is, are we painting, is this an alarmist picture, or is this reflecting an alarming reality?
No, I think it's a reality, personally. You know, we have talked to the station personnel, also the business manager. We have our own concerns, and we got to the point of going through all their expenses, essentially, to see if there was something that they had not considered, perhaps, to reduce.
Thank you.
James, one point of clarification. That $45,000 loan from the affiliates, it's being paid back not by KPFK, but by some other source within Pacifica. Is that right, Anita?
Yes, the national office. And what we were paying was the difference that was needed to satisfy the payroll.
And is it also correct, Anita, that that's a $49,000 loan, not $45,000?
I want to say it's $49,000, but all the numbers that I have, it shows up either $45,000, but let me look it up real quick as y'all are talking.
Okay. And while Anita's doing that, let's go back to the regular stack because Teresa has been waiting patiently for her turn, and then we have Sharon after Teresa. Thank you for waiting, Sharon.
Teresa.
I mean, Teresa. Yeah, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Thank you for waiting, Teresa. And Sharon, I guess I should say. But go ahead, Teresa.
Nothing for me.
Oh, okay. Then Sharon.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting that. Hold on.
I'm sorry. We got off into some back and forth.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
I apologize.
I thought I was going to have a moment there, and so I took a bite of food. Okay. I'm sort of stunned by this motion, honestly. And interesting to hear that it came out of the KPFK Finance Committee. So I have a couple points, I guess. I just want to say a couple things. I do remember that a couple years ago, KPFA did a drastic cutting of staff that ended up being in violation of union contracts and ended up, I do believe, costing more money because there was fines and things after it all settled out. So I am a little bit concerned when I see a motion that's written like, oh, you have to cut expenses. And, I mean, I'm just assuming that payroll is a large part of the expenses at KPFK. Maybe Fred can answer that when I'm done. But, you know, so I just am somewhat concerned, you know, saying across the board to cut expenses without taking into consideration that there might be union contracts and there might be procedures and timelines that need to be followed to do that. So that's the first point I wanted to make. And the second point is, like I said, I'm stunned because I really try not to just say things gratuitously, okay, on this call. But I mean, just looking at the information that Chris provided earlier, WBAI has the largest discrepancy. I mean, the revenue will need to increase by 23% or expenses decline by 23% at WBAI to break even. And Chris's report states that its losses have narrowed to $25,000 per month. So I don't quite understand why WBAI has been having this ongoing, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 a month loss for years, okay, years, and has never been requested to cut expenses. But Kay, you know, sort of falls behind in 2 months, and all of a sudden we have to cut expenses or sell a building. I guess I would just say I understand it's urgent. I have been saying that for quite a while, and I would like to see a broader discussion about what really needs to happen to cut expenses in this nation, this network, and not just focus like cannibals on one station. You know, that just doesn't seem appropriate to me. And that's all I have to say for now.
Thank you, Sharon.
Maybe Fred can answer the question about, I don't know, just sorry, James, but maybe Fred could answer whether payroll is a large part of the expenses at K.
R. Paul for start.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Well, it was a question to, I think, Fred, so maybe Fred should answer it and I can just have Zach.
Fred, would you care to answer?
Yes. Payroll is about 55% of operating costs, monthly operating costs, Sharon. And we do have a union contract with SAG-AFTRA, which we have to negotiate. We're required to negotiate with unions to if we reduce any staff. So, but it is management's responsibility to deal with cost reductions if they have to. And part of our problem is that our management refuses to talk with the local station board about the substance of what's going on. And I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to take this back for just a moment. I don't think anybody else is waiting at this time. I want to ask Sharon if she wanted to possibly amend the motion to put her concern in it about the fact that we have unions and the union employees involved here and that all care should be taken to, you know, if it should come to anything like that, to do it properly. And then I wanted to just address very briefly the question about WBAI and their, you know, extensive history of difficulty with central services payments, only to say that in one way, KPFK at this point in time is lucky in that they have places where they can cut their expenses without causing a collapse. WBAI right now, we have three people currently managing the station. We have a program director, we have a general manager, and we have someone whose title officially is a development director who actually serves as a webmaster and a computer person, runs the website and many other tasks that should be the job of several people, and that person is about to leave. So we're going down to having two people running the station with about 6.5 full-time equivalents of board ops and engineers. So again, even though it's tragic that we're in this situation across the network, there's no place else to cut in WBAI. And as I say, you know, ironic and contrary as it may be, KPFK may actually have some places where they can cut their expenses without collapsing.
Paulina, to the back. Okay, well, you asked me a question, Chair, so this is Sharon again.
Please go ahead, yes.
I don't want to amend the motion Our Paul was on the stack, and I've heard the excuses for WBAI, so my point stands.
Chair, I'd like to move to
I'm not going to debate you. Before you do that, Chris, I want to ask, Arpo, were you on the stack?
Yep.
Okay, I apologize. I skipped you. I took the stack away from you. I apologize. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Paulina.
All right.
We're going to run out of time, Chair. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Paulina moved to
extend. For 15?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll
thank you, Chris.
That.
Any Paulina objection to extending this conversation for 15 minutes? Hearing none, we'll extend for 15 minutes. Please continue, our Paul.
Okay. Yes. As has been pointed out, BAI was running into some problems years ago, and the solution for BAI was to cut literally 75% of the staff, and we have very few people. If you look at the numbers, and I've explained this in the past, we have one fewer person in management because that person had a medical problem and left and has not been replaced and will not be replaced. Another management person is either leaving shortly or has left, and that's going to be dealt with in a different way, like a couple of part-time people or something. I'm not sure what they're going to do. And at some point, we have to look at the fact that this is going on through the whole, all of Pacifica. All of Pacifica is having a problem, and I think the main problem is we can't generate enough revenue. I know there used to be a mantra that went on years ago on the NFC of you can't cut your way to solvency. And this is sort of true. Constant cutting eventually gets you to where BAI is, which is you don't have enough people to run the place. I mean, BAI has BAI doesn't have, even in good times, BAI doesn't have any engineers or anything between midnight and 6 a.m. Just, if you do a program in that time, you walk in and you're on your own. And so the stations just need to generate more revenue. And you could say just need to generate, but that's the big thing. How do we generate more revenue? Now, for a short time, you can cut and you'll realize some savings, but then you're going to have functions not performed. Pardon me as I cough. You can look at BAI and say, look at them, they're not performing, and that is an issue. We've been hit in our BAI buddies badly at this point in time also because of, New York City was the world center of COVID-19 for a couple of months there, and everybody's out of work. So the BAI buddies started bailing. These are our sustaining memberships. They give a certain amount every month. You take it out automatically, and management was counting on that for a lot, and it did help. But we lost a bunch of that because people had to cancel because they have no money left. And I think Pacifica has one, something that's been going on for a long time where we can't raise enough revenue from the programming we put out. And two, this wild card, if we've just gotten hit with a pandemic, I think a lot of people are out of work. I'm sure that there are a lot of people out of work in all the cities, or at least most of the cities, where this has hit. So that's an added thing. And I think that we can maybe get through in a while, unless the reopening causes a resurgence, in which case I don't know what will happen. But the other thing is Pacifica needs to look at its programming and figure out what programming will attract listeners and raise more money. One final thing, we also need to keep in mind that COVID-19 is a real killer for older people. And from the surveys done of Pacifica's membership and listenership in the past, just a vast majority of the listenership of Pacifica is in the too old to take this lightly category. So a lot more of Pacifica's listeners than probably other listeners are vulnerable to getting killed by COVID-19. So this is another factor, I think. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
This is the chair. I'm going to take this back for just a moment, unless somebody's waiting. Is anybody waiting?
Paulina is waiting.
Paulina, you go ahead. I'll go after you.
I'll be brief. If Anita Sims, our CFO, is on the call, would you mind, Anita, providing us with the numbers of the percentages of the budget that are spent on personnel at each station, just for comparison? And I apologize if somebody else already asked that question, and you may not have had the answer, but I would really appreciate if you have that answer. And before you do so, also want to, I would like to say that definitely, volunteers are very much underestimated at stations where staff, paid staff, are more numerous. So yeah, I'd like to hear that, please. Just the data, the hard numbers. Thank you.
Be happy to provide that.
For the feed or just in writing?
Send it. I'll send it to the whole group.
And you're not in any position to read those numbers now to us for the record?
I don't have it in front of me. I think it's in that. I know it's in that spreadsheet, but I don't know the percentages.
It's Corey for the SAC.
Chris is the chair.
Information on this.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, so I did an analysis of revenue versus personnel costs for each individual station last year. And when I had completed that analysis, my determination was that on the basis of revenue, WBAI is actually understaffed. And the percentage of revenue that goes – the percentage of the overall cost, the percentage of the overall budget in the case of WBAI that's devoted to staff is around 40%, which is a good 10 to 15% below – the network average. And so other than T, which is operating as a skeleton crew, I would say that WBAI is the least overstaffed, or if you prefer to say it this way, which I do, the most understaffed of the stations in the network.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
This is the chair. I want to just take a turn here real quick to say two things. One is about, I think Chris's analysis of understaffed, overstaffed is more accurate, but I believe that WBAI has currently about 10 full-time employees. We also have some contractors that are on-air hosts. I think, as was said, KPFT, I think, maybe only has 4 or 5 full-time equivalents. Dwayne would know that better. PFW, I'm not sure of their staffing at this time, but it's relatively small. I think KPFK has about 34 or 35 staff members, and I think KPFA has 35 or 36. Again, these are rough numbers, but that's another way of looking at it. And, does anybody else have any comments?
Dwayne asked for the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that Chris making the point again how KPFT has been operating with a skeleton crew, but yet there are those at the KPFT LSB and the Finance Committee that believe that KPFT can cut, and that KPFT is not doing this or doing that. But obviously, with 2 full-time staff only, that's what KPFT has been operating with for the last 3 years. 2 part-time employees, less than 25 hours per week, and 1 contractor. that's basically doing development work, membership work. And so I think if someone was to be objective and not try to paint what I consider to be good laundry and publicly turn it into dirty laundry, what KPFT obviously needs to perform some of the duties and increase its output, the money's just simply not there to do so. And since we've had five IGMs in the last 3 to 4 years, there's actually absolutely been no continuity in it. And, of course, that's been intentional with people being fired with the same group. So, having said that, I want the body to know, and I want the listeners to know, that KPFT has been operating with board with 90% or more of its board operators from 6 a.m. to 5 a.m. the next day, or 6 a.m. the next day, with volunteers. It has been a practice at KPFT for a long time that if you have a show, that you're going to get and get trained board operators to do your show. And it's worked out fairly well until COVID came around. And now we're overworking and complaining about two employees who actually supposed to be doing 24 hours of operations, 24 hours of programming, which is just insidious. But nevertheless, I just wanted to put those facts out there about KPFT, the little station that could, maybe would, if it had more support.
Well, the little station that could. Is there anybody else for the stack? I'm going to make one last comment then.
Felina would kindly request the stack, please.
Okay, Felina, let me just say something real quickly, then we'll go to you, and I think then we'll be out of time unless someone wants to extend again. I just wanted to say that a lot of this, the bequests have been masking the fact that all of the stations, it's just almost serendipitous to some extent which stations are apparently doing well and which ones aren't. And if you strip out the bequests, which I think Chris was alluding to and actually showing it to some extent earlier in the conversation, if you strip out the bequests to some of these stations, they're showing huge operational losses, which if just by serendipity next year we don't get the same amount of bequests as we do this year, and this year we've already gotten a lot less than we had last year, everything can unravel. So we just have to keep that in mind in the background, I think. So go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring to everybody's attention the fact that KPFA, the Berkeley station, doesn't have a functioning finance committee currently. As far as I'm aware, as far as KPFTF is showing, they're not meeting. That's a big problem. And I would like somebody from KPFA to address that issue. Are you directors of the Pacifica National Board who are on the National Finance Committee? How do you plan to remedy this situation? Do you plan to constitute a local finance committee? Because it's very important to have those local reports. And, you know, that's what Jim was mentioning. You know, exactly. We need local numbers, and we need local reports from every station, KPFA not being an exception. And then finally, the local finance committee of the local KPFK finance committee, of which I have been a recent member of, has been dealing with these issues. And as a matter of fact, passed a motion regarding a cost that went to the national, to this our committee that we're currently convening, and we need to deal with that. So we're looking at the cost, and we understand that we're overstaffed, and we need to make sure that every station is doing their job. And so I'd like to hear from members from KPFA too.
Okay, Paulina, I'm going to have to cut you off on that just for a moment, because we either have to go to a vote now or we have to move to extend time. So is there anyone who wishes to extend time?
This is Chris. I'd like to extend for another 15.
Okay. Do I hear any amendments or discussion of that, or do I hear any objection?
No.
Objection.
Okay, our poll objects. So we'll have to go to a vote. So a yes vote will be to extend time. A no vote will be not to extend time, and I don't believe there's any discussion on this. Is there, our poll?
No.
Okay. So will the secretary please call the roll?
Okay. The motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 15 minutes. Sharon Adams?
To extend the time for this segment, not of the meeting, right?
Yes, of the meeting.
Oh, of the whole meeting. Okay. I guess
well,
I'll vote
I mean,
in.
We only have... what did we pared down the agenda, and right now, well, the meeting would have ended at quarter after, and then it was extended for 15 minutes, and so it's about to expire. So if the
okay.
meeting doesn't get extended, nothing gets
I
extended.
Understand. Thank okay. you, Art Paul. Okay, I'm voting yes. Thank you. Thanks for explaining that.
Nick Arena. Nick Arena, welcome back. Teresa J. Allen.
To extend time, yes.
Fred Blair.
I'm reluctantly voting yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. I'll come back. R. Paul Martin, no. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden. Nancy?
No.
Polina Vasilyev.
I'll vote yes.
Okay, going back, Nick Arena? No reply. Dwayne Lark? No reply. 7-4, 2 against, 0 abstentions.
Okay, so we're out of time for this item, and now don't we have to vote, our poll, whether to extend time on this item or whether to go to a vote?
Polina moves to extend time on this item for 10 minutes.
Any objection? I thought I heard somebody. Was that Chris? Hearing none. Then we'll extend this item for 10 minutes. Hello?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, this is Polina.
Yes,
if I could, I was hoping that whoever is present, A, could address the question of whether why the KPFA Finance Committee has not been convening or holding meetings. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, our Paul.
Is this germane to the motion on the floor?
That was my question.
Polina with an answer. It absolutely is germane to the motion, because when we're discussing numbers and where cuts need to be made, if a particular station is not needing to evaluate its financial situation, we're in trouble. So that's why I'm bringing it to the table now, and that's why I insist on if possible. Of course, members will either say something or say nothing, but the silence will be very telling. Thank you.
Okay. I believe what we're discussing right now is the motion on KPFA. And I believe that
there's no motion, point of order. There's no motion.
Yeah, the motion as to whether or not we're going to, this is the original motion from me about whether we're going to vote to cut expenses and have stations who exceed income on a regular basis provide a plan to reduce their expenses.
That's the motion, I understand.
That's the motion, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Is the chair making a ruling on the point of order?
Yes, I was trying to make a ruling on the point of order, Paulina. With all due respect, I think the question of, you know, whether KPFA is holding LSB meetings or finance committee meetings is not really germane to this conversation. I take your point that, I shouldn't do that. I just don't think it's germane. So, with respect, I'm going to rule against that discussion. I'm going to say that discussion is out of order at this time.
And with all due respect, Jim Faggart and Mr. Chair, I will challenge the ruling of the chair.
That's appreciated. I would appreciate all the respect. Very good. All right, so we'll have to then go to a vote on that. So, yes, we'll be to uphold the ruling of the chair that discussion of KPFA's, what kind of meetings they're holding at the moment, is not germane. And no would be to say that, yes, it is. Okay. I know that's a little confusing. So, our poll, will you call the roll?
Okay. The chair has ruled it's not germane to the motion. Whoops. Okay. Something just happened to my computer. Hold one second, please. Okay.
Take your time. Thank you.
Yeah, the chair has made a ruling, yes, is to uphold the chair's ruling, no, is to overturn the ruling. So the question is put as, shall the chair's ruling be upheld? Please answer when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Nick Arena. Teresa J. Allen.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Fred Blair. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark.
Oh.
Dwayne Lark?
I said no.
Okay, didn't hear you. R. Paul Martin. Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Paulina Vasiliev.
No.
8-4, 2 against, 0 abstention.
Okay, so we still have 5 minutes left to discuss the main motion here. And then we'll have to, again, either move to extend or come to a vote. So does anyone have any more discussion on the motion to cut expenses? To recommend to the CNB that we cut expenses.
Can you read the whole, are you going to read the whole motion before we vote on it?
It's pretty lengthy. I think I may have to ask R. Paul to read it because we took some parts out.
Can you send it to me because I just can't keep track of it?
It's in the agenda. Do you have your agenda?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Nancy with a question.
Go ahead, Nancy. I'm going to ask, can somebody do that for Teresa?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
It's hard for me to do that while I'm trying to keep track. Go ahead, Nan. Was it Nancy?
So I'm just trying to get an idea on the urgency of this right now. Can Anita and somebody describe the urgent needs of KPFK in the next week, cash-wise? Do we have payroll? Do we have something else that's urgently needed, like maybe the payback of the CPB money or something like that that's due immediately?
Well, that's probably very urgent. I think they did not allow for an extension on that $137,000. So that one is going to be due at the end of this month, actually. To my knowledge, I have not seen, I was looking at emails, I have not seen a station to say they don't have the money to make payroll. So, and that is consistent with what Lydia reported. So it's not immediate, but it probably, payroll will come around the end of the month again. I don't know. Again, for some of these stations, we don't have access to their cash in bank or to even view, which is obviously all that we need. So I don't know what's in the bank. So I really cannot answer that question, unfortunately.
So we need to ask each station.
So yes. So
we have enough. Supposedly we have enough for this next week's payroll, but we don't know about the end of the month.
Correct.
Payroll. Okay, thank you.
And this is the chair. Anita, are you saying that at KPFK you do not have that access to the bank accounts? And I don't mean access as in to move money, but access in to see what activity is going on?
We do not.
And that is critical for the kind of accounting that we're doing and, for you guys to perform your function, is it not?
Correct.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Polina,
I have, Mr. Chair.
I heard Polina first, Harpal. Do you have a point of order? Or?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to address what we're doing.
I have to go to Polina first, then. I'm sorry because I heard her first.
I'll feed it. I want to hear the other committee members' comments.
Thank you, Polina. Go ahead, Arpaul.
Okay, I have made a version of the motion with the part cut out that we voted to cut out, and so I can read it when we need to get to it, and I have sent a copy of that to the NFC mailing list and to the one person who isn't on the mailing list yet, so it's out there.
Wonderful. So everybody can refer to that. Do we want to take a minute so that everybody can look at that?
Well,
I don't really think we have a minute.
Read, if somebody wants it read, they have a right to have it read, but it's up to the group.
Okay. Teresa, did you want to ask to have it read?
Let me see if I received the copy of it. I'm sorry, I still am not receiving emails from this committee, which is very embarrassing. I'm going to have to talk to you, R. Paul, about this.
Okay. This is Teresa, right?
Yes.
Nancy with a request for information.
Okay. Okay, I think we discussed this. You changed an email or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll discuss it in email.
Okay. Well, I didn't see. I have not received any email.
Okay, Arpa, are you going to go ahead and read?
Yeah.
For
Nancy
us?
With a request for information.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Is it okay if, with Teresa, if we just have our Paul read the resolution part?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Good question. So, our Paul, could you go ahead and read that for us, the resolution part?
Resolution, but the motion.
The resolve,
I
yes.
I have received it.
Yes, if people want to do that, I can read that very easily. Want to do that now?
I believe that was the request.
Okay, here it goes. Just the therefore. Therefore, be it resolved that significant expense cuts be made at KPFK as soon as possible. These cuts should be at least 30%. Expenses must be less than income, as there are no resources to cover any shortfalls. Further, all units, including the national office, that have expenses that exceed income on a regular basis should provide a plan to the NFC, the PNB, the management team, and the IED to decrease expenses within 1 week. If a station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should show a decrease of 10%. As KPFK is currently running a $150,000 per month deficit, it is absolutely urgent that expense cuts be made immediately at that station. Other fundraising plans should be encouraged, but they would not be able to cover shortfalls of that magnitude. Thus, substantial expense cuts are unavoidable. Unquote.
Okay. Now, unless somebody wants to extend, I think we have to go to a vote.
I call the orders of the day. This is Paulina.
Very good. Thank you, Paulina. So a yes vote is in favor of this being passed on to the PNB for their consideration. A no vote is not to do so. Paul, will you call the roll?
Okay. Please answer up when you hear your name called. Sharon Adams.
Pass.
Nick Arena. Teresa J. Allen.
Allen says yes.
Fred Blair.
Fred Blair says yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark.
I pass.
R. Paul Martin. I pass. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Paulina Vasilyev.
Yes.
Okay. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Nick Arena. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Okay. 9-4-0 against, one abstention.
Thank you. Fred Blair.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. Let's see.
Orders of the day have been called. If there's no move to an extension, you get to say we're adjourned.
Okay, I thought we still had five more minutes.
Nancy, I move to extend. 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 more minutes? Hearing none, the next order of business would be... I'm hearing an echo. Is that... I don't know if... Is everybody hearing that echo?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know what to do about it. But
or some other audio source?
Not here. Not mine. I don't know.
No, I mean, somebody have a radio on or something?
I don't hear it now.
No, I don't hear it.
Okay. All right. So I think the next order of business is 6A, which would be Chris's motion to prioritize accounting.
Yeah,
support and prioritize accounting. Go ahead, Chris.
I can read it quickly.
Yes.
So this is just a motion to ensure that we have accounting going forward. It's pretty self-explanatory. Motion to support and prioritize accounting for Pacifica. Whereas Pacifica is entering a crucial period of its financial history, and whereas accurate, timely, and independent accounting is necessary to weather this upcoming year, and whereas our loan approval will likely hinge on the above, Be it hereby resolved that Pacifica and its officers and directors should prioritize payments to NEDA, second only to payments for staff. Hold on, sorry, I got interrupted there. Second only to payment for its staff for the remainder of NEDA's contract until all liabilities are met.
And Chris, I have to ask what our Paul brought up before. Is this motion directed at asking the PNB to pass such a motion?
Yes. Yes.
Our
so
Paul, could you put the language in front of that?
Yeah, it starts out, the NFC recommends that the PNB pass the following motion, and it gets into it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, our Paul.
Would you like to motivate, Chris?
Yeah, I'm just very deeply concerned that going forward, in order for this committee to function and for Pacifica to function in general, that without the accounting services of NEDA, and even if you want to get a little bit more deeper into the weeds with this, just for NEDA's benefit, because we are so in arrears paying them, that if we don't manage to become more current on our services with NEDA, that we will lose them. And I realize that they're under contract, and it'll be a while before that contract is up. But it seems unreasonable for us to ask NEDA to continue doing the work that they have been doing, which is to the benefit of the entire organization. And I think is about as current and timely as it could possibly be at this juncture, without that, it's going to be very, very difficult to navigate our current financial situation and the one that we're likely to see over the next 6 months.
Thank you. Is there any discussion, anyone else for the stack?
Paulina
Nancy.
For the stack.
I heard Paulina and I heard Nancy. I'm going to put myself on the stack if there's no one else. Okay, Paulina?
Yes. I'm just curious about the implementation and enforcement mechanisms because, this body has been known for making motions that then get lost in the weeds. We pass motion after motion, but we don't have a mechanism for making sure that those motions are actually being followed. Would the member of the board, Chris Corey, hey Chris, if you could just explain what your vision would be for how this would be carried out and made sure that if we were to vote for it, that it would be obeyed. Thank you.
Okay. Unfortunately, the NFC particularly and more generally the PNB is not really in a position to do anything other than advise the executive director what to do. But in my experience working with the board and with various EDs and IEDs that have been in that position during that time, they tend to answer to the guidance that's provided by the PNB. So essentially, there is no enforcement mechanism other than, the statement of priorities of the PNB. But my general understanding is that the ED tends to follow that guidance.
Thank you.
Nancy?
Okay. I have an amendment to add to the end of Chris's motion, and that is, and also that any GM who does not give NEDA view-only privileges to their bank accounts will be suspended until they do.
Please repeat that.
And that any general manager who does not give NEDA view-only privileges to their bank accounts be suspended until they do.
This is the chair. I'm going to make a request of Anita for some information.
And then Sharon for the stack.
Yeah, okay, Sharon, I've got you. Thank you. Anita, if you're still listening, can you tell me if that's the right language, the view only? Is that the way to do it? And is that effective language?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that
we need access to view the bank statements. And then
so view only, is that acceptable?
Bank statements.
Yes, bank statements.
Instead of bank accounts, bank statements. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you,
good.
James.
Thank
and
you.
And that would allow us to provide cash flow and tell you how the stations are doing or how they're trending, all of that. So thank you.
Paulina with a request for information.
Dwayne,
also. Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. And this would be a request to Anita and whoever else may have more information. So is it then correct to say that only station managers are keeping information about how much is in the bank accounts to themselves, and they're not sharing that with any TA, I understand, but is it also true that they're not sharing that with the interim executive director? Does anybody know the answer to that question?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Dwayne, was that a request for Sharon? Sharon, I've got you on the stack.
Is it a day?
Yes. Okay, so...
Since our Paul called for the orders of the day, I think we, because we're out of time, I think we have to go to a vote on this. Is that correct, our Paul?
Well, the deal is either somebody makes a motion to extend again, or we're out of time, which means we have to go to an immediate vote, and then we adjourn.
Uh-huh. Paulina makes a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Any objection?
Oh, Dwayne asked for the stack.
Yes, Dwayne, you're on the stack for a point of information, and then I have Sharon just for be on the regular.
No, Dwayne was
stack.
On the stack just to be on the stack, and I was ahead of him.
Oh, I thought he said point of information. Which was it, Dwayne?
Actually, point of information.
Point of
I thought you said that. Go ahead, Paul.
There's a motion on the floor to extend for 5 minutes. I'm sorry. So we should vote.
Correct. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to have a vote. We call the roll, please, our Paul. Yes is to extend for 5 minutes. No is to adjourn.
Okay, that's it. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Nick Arena. Teresa J. Allen.
Teresa says yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Anita Sims.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Paulina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay, 8-4, 1 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so we have a 5-minute extension, and we had, I thought I heard Dwayne request information, and if that's the case, we'll hear Dwayne and then go to Sharon. Was it a request for information, Dwayne?
Yes, I had a comment I would have gotten on stack. I was requesting information, and the information
thank you, yes.
If, in fact, the banks have the ability to give someone only viewing options. I've worked for several banks, and when you have access, you have access. They generally don't partition access. So that is the question I want answered before I vote.
And that's directed at Anita, I assume. Can you answer that, Anita?
Well, it could be directed at Chris, anybody who's an expert at banking. Have experience with banking.
Since Anita does this for a living, I imagine she would know.
I was going to say most of the clients, other clients that we have, we only have you, and that's all we request. I think it's a box that you check off now.
in on the form.
But you would agree each bank has its own policy. So
yes,
the assumption may not be accurate with the particular bank.
Might not, but again, they can request just bank access to view the statements. Again, that's all we need, or the business manager can provide them.
And Mr. Chair, I have a follow-up, if I may.
Request, another request for information?
These are information.
Yes,
come on.
That would
like,
be
he's on
the,
staff
that would be
and
the
he cut in line.
It is a request for information. I'm not making a statement, as you probably want to, ma'am.
Well, she's entitled to make a statement, Dwayne. What is your request for information?
She is entitled. Was she on the stack? I'm only requesting this information so I can be an informed.
Okay, go ahead and make your request for information, Dwayne.
So I believe Anita just pointed out that this very well, the contingency of whether certain banks would allow this, it could be solved by a motion to instruct each division to send the document in an email in terms of a bank statement. So access wouldn't necessarily have to be received, but they would be instructed to send NETA the document each month.
Okay, that is not a point of information. So can I get
yeah, I think
my turn on
I have to agree with that. That
Nancy with the,
so that
Nancy on the stack, please.
Okay. So Nancy got some stack. So now let's go to Sharon.
Okay, just had an actually very simple question, which was the way that the amendment, which I believe is what we're talking about, is worded, is
correct.
That if the GM does not give view only access, the GM will be suspended. But if the GM is suspended, then there's no way for the GM to grant view access. So there's like a logical inconsistency in the wording of the amendment.
Nancy to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, that's not necessarily true. They can sign something while they're suspended. They can do that and then get reinstated. And as far as having them send the statements, that's not timely enough. They need to be able to go on to the bank account. They need to be able to go to the bank and look at the bank account, bank statements. Right now, you know, they can't, it's not enough that they have the GM send or the business manager send them to them because who knows when the business managers are going to get around to sending them. It's not enough. It's not timely enough. We're in a serious cash crunch as we are now.
Understood. Okay, I think we're almost out of time. Is there anybody else for the stack?
Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just wanted to add very quickly that I believe NETA is already receiving bank statements and has been for some time, and what NETA actually needs is more timely access to the account so they can see in real time what the individual balances are in each individual station. So I think that's germane to this discussion, and I can understand why Nancy would want that motion, or that amendment, pardon me. Thank you.
Okay, Arpal, I don't know. I think you've been keeping your eye on the clock. I think we're out of time, are we not?
Yep.
Okay, so we need to go to a vote on the amendment and then to the main motion, correct?
Yeah.
So this will be a vote on Nancy's amendment to add the view only. So can you, Ms. Lala? Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll?
Perhaps there's no objection.
Oh, thank you so much. Any objection? Hearing none. Now we go.
It's very short. You might want to read it before somebody objects later.
Will you read it, please?
Okay. The amendment is to add, any general manager who does not give NETA view-only privileges to their bank statements be suspended until they do.
Okay. And we just, should we go through the no objection again?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. And now the main motion?
ask if there's objection.
Does everybody remember what it is?
If you want, I'll read the whole thing.
Why don't you?
Okay. The motion as amended is, the NFC recommends that the PNB pass the following motion. Whereas Pacifica is entering a crucial period of its financial history, and whereas accurate, timely, and independent accounting is necessary to weather this upcoming year, and whereas our loan approval will likely hinge on the above, be it hereby resolved that Pacifica, its officers, and its directors should prioritize payments to NIDA second only to payments to its staff for the remainder of NIDA's contract until all liabilities are paid. Any general manager who does not give NIDA view-only privileges to their bank statements be suspended until they do. Be that everybody. Okay.
Okay, now we're going to go to a vote.
There's any objections.
Yes, thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, motion passes.
Thank you so
and
much,
now,
NFC. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I believe we're adjourned. Thank you all for your patience.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Rockwell, for all the work.